Hey everybody, Nick Espinoza, your chief security fanatic here. And today we are talking about a topic that quite frankly got me in trouble a few years ago, just before the pandemic. I actually did a segment on DJI drones and got a lot of blowback. Now back then, essentially the US military came out and said, yeah, these things should essentially be banned. They're not good. They're surveillance apparatuses. And after doing homework, basically, we found out that a lot of the cloud storage space that DJI has was sending data back to China, meaning any drone footage you were taking could potentially be sitting in the hands of the Chinese government. I've talked about the 2017 law. If you're a longtime listener and follower of mine, you know that this is something I've talked about quite a bit, whether it comes to TikTok or Temu or any of the other brands like Huawei, HTC, et cetera, but we've got to, once again, talk about DJI drones, and this is probably going to piss off a lot of you, but we have to do it. Now, this is coming from an article from Tom's, and I think it's really important to understand what's going on here and the potential ramifications it has, not just for the United States, privacy, but for DJI itself. And so here's what's going on, because the U.S. Congress is apparently intent on banning DJI products as they are starting to see DJI as a national security threat. Now, once bipartisan legislation passes and DJI is added to the FCC or Federal Communication Commission's infrastructure block list, DJI's business will essentially be over here in the United States. And so with that, let's talk about DJI for a moment. Now, they sell drones in a wide range of markets around the world. Consumer, agriculture, delivery businesses all basically are using DJI drones. They are huge globally in the drone business. Professional amateurs and content creators are also using these drones for a variety of applications. So you see that guy like moving down the mountain on a skateboard like 50 miles an hour. It's usually a drone following them around, those kinds of things. Though its primary purpose, for the record, is either personal or commercial, that obviously wouldn't stop, you know, them from being used for just absolutely the wrong reasons, such as surveillance or even weaponization. Now, for the record, DJI drones are not designed for combat, but DJI is facing an issue with U.S. lawmakers, primarily because 6% of its stock at the moment is owned by Chinese state-owned businesses, meaning they have a vested interest in appeasing the Chinese government. And as a Chinese entity, appease they will if they want to stay in business. Now, there are fears of vulnerabilities and or backdoors in the application that could allow spying. We've seen that in Temu and TikTok and a whole bunch of other Chinese-based apps. And so the fear is that the profits from DJI would then go ahead and basically turn around and start strengthening the Communist Party of China. So U.S. Representative Elise Stefaniak said, and I quote, DJI presents an unacceptable national security risk, and it is past time that drones made by communist China are removed from America. DJI obviously is refuting these claims. Regina Lin, the spokesperson for DJI here in the United States, denied its drones were used for human rights violations. We'll talk about that in a second. And they said that they are not made for surveillance, even though their drones have cameras on them and military bases now have no fly zones, meaning they might just shoot your drone down if you accidentally fly it into the military low-hanging airspace around a base. Now, DJI does not sell drones for military purpose. They're very clear on that. It's commercial and personal, as I mentioned, but their drones have been used in the war in Ukraine. Essentially, that is one of the biggest complaints, is that Russia's using DJI drones against the Ukrainian population and Ukrainian military infrastructure as well. Its products are also used to spy on Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang, and though no ban, for the record, has been issued as a direct response to that, but that's one of the big issues with Temu, basically because a lot of Temu products are apparently made by slave labor, the Uyghurs being the most surveilled population in the entire world in Western China. So there you go. So if one imposes the same treatment on the other company, many of their entities would fall under it in that sense. Divesting or discouraging companies that actively engage in things like human rights violations is important regardless of what side you're on. Human rights violations are human rights violations. It's really that simple. So a ban would hurt DJI as well. It would affect their 58% market share in the commercial market worldwide in 2022. That's according to numbers that were shared by a former employee. They are that big in the drone space. Now, this may not affect current drone owners here in the United States, meaning the government's not coming to seize your DJI drone, but cutting off product sales encourages companies to exit the market, often cutting availability of services, and not to mention spare parts for repair. You crash that drone and you need to get new whatever for it. Maybe the parts aren't there because DJI is not making them, nor are they selling them here in the United States. You might have to go order it from overseas, which may be cost prohibitive, and therefore another drone maker may be just as good with local parts. And so this obviously is a huge issue. I don't care where you fall on this, and if you're a DJI drone fan, lover, sycophant, whatever it is, please, I don't really want to repeat that. I seriously got like 10,000 messages or so on my Facebook account, like I said before the pandemic, of like, screw you, Nick, and that is not the point here. The point is that I'm looking at this from the privacy and cybersecurity side, and DJI drones, quite frankly, is that. They can be co-opted for that. Now, if you're just flying a drone around your backyard, odds are you're not doing that, but understand you're sending potential telemetry and information to essentially a third party, which is the Chinese government. If you've got the app on your phone or whatever, that also may have vulnerabilities that could be sending your personal information over to China. We've caught that time and again on multiple other Chinese apps. So DJI, love them or hate them, looks like they may be going away. And if the FCC does in fact initiate a ban on the heels of what looks like a TikTok ban and potentially a Temu ban, this is obviously going to be big news, because we are potentially not only causing a trade war, but we're also strengthening our privacy. And I don't think that's a bad thing. And, you know, for the record, I understand we have issues with American companies as well, but we have recourse under American law, and I get that all the time too. Well, you say TikTok, but what about Facebook? Yeah, Facebook's bad too, but we can sue Zuckerberg. Try suing ByteDance in Beijing. Good luck with that. So we'll see what happens with DJI drones. I know I'm mixing a few in together, but quite frankly, they're all in that one big surveillance China boat right now. And so here we are. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at NickAESP. And please feel free to subscribe to me at YouTube as well. And as always, stay safe, stay online, and please attempt to stay private. Thanks, everybody.